910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police say about 60 people were injured, many treated at hospitals, from yesterday's pickup truck ramming of spectators at a soccer victory parade in Liverpool, England. ABC's Ian Pannell's there.
This is still very much an active crime scene. Now, we've just had a press conference from the police where they say that the man who has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder, of reckless driving, and also while driving under the influence of drugs. Now, charges still to be brought, and it's still an active investigation.
Wall Street major indexes surged after President Trump agreed to delay new tariffs on imports from Europe until July 9th. The head of the European Commission wants more time for negotiations. Police in Arkansas are told to be on the lookout for prison escapee Grant Hardy, a former police chief serving 30 years for murder and rape. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany says he's likely to make a decision on a potential run for governor by August. In an interview with WISN, Congressman Tiffany said he's currently focused on his work in Congress serving Northwest Wisconsin residents. He says he'll make a decision during the House's August break. Current Governor Tony Evers has not yet announced if he will seek a third term, with his primary focus on the biennial budget process. Washington County Executive Josh Showman has already entered the race on the Republican side. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is conducting a new study on one of the most popular freshwater sporting fish in the state. DNR officials began their study into the state's panfish population in 2019 and now expect to conclude that study next year. The agency is asking anglers for their experience fishing for panfish, as well as conducting their own field studies. Their goal is to better understand what environmental factors may be contributing to the decline of the panfish population and what regulations can be put into place to protect them. The Department of Natural Resources is asking northern Wisconsin residents to help update the beach list to keep people safe and informed on the Great Lakes. The DNR contacts local residents, beach managers, and public health departments each year to gather information on things like the status of boat launches and bacteria levels. That information is added to the beach list to give residents all the information they need before heading out on the water. Feedback for the beach list can be submitted on the Department of Natural Resources website. The Barron County 4-H Association has announced the release of a newly updated plat book for the county. The plat book contains a detailed map of all the towns and ranges in the county, including land ownership, property boundaries, and more. This year, the book also features an enhanced LIDAR aerial view map for a topographical look at the county, as well as an updated watersheds map, school district maps, and trail maps. The proceeds will directly support kids in the 4-H program, and it can be purchased at the county government center or the library. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew and the Red Sox in Milwaukee. Yesterday, the Brewers held on to beat Boston 3-2. Jackson Chourio, a leadoff home run. Catcher Eric Haas knocking in an insurance run. Defensively, the Brewers looked better. Pat Murphy.
We're getting better. You know, our outfield defense, Collins made a great play. Ortiz made a diving catch on the line drive, but Collins in the outfield made that nice catch early. You know, Chourio's getting more and more comfortable in center. And, you know, when we have Frelick out there, these close wins that we've had lately, that makes for a good outfield.
NFL Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw out the first pitch at the game yesterday and says that he got some tips from the Brewers pitching coach Chris Hook.
Yeah, they gave me some tips on how to hold the ball. Chris told me I was holding it wrong, so he got me coached up. I didn't get a warm up at all, so that's why I was trying to loosen up the arm a little bit up there. Baseball is a little bit different than throwing a football, so try and get used to it.
The Packers have OTAs in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy, slightly breezy, with a chance of spotty sprinkles this afternoon and high temperatures flirting with 70. Drizzle is possible tonight, and some scattered showers and maybe a rumble of thunder tomorrow. Temperatures slide to the mid-60s, and then the sunshine returns on Thursday, and so do the 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll take another look at changes to SNAP benefits. We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Just a couple of quick notes. The New York Times is reporting that this major tax cheat, this guy who was convicted of major tax crimes, he had to pay back millions of dollars in restitution and was going to serve 18 months in prison, was pardoned by Donald Trump last week. And everybody was kind of scratching their head. What's going on with that, you know? In fact, Trump posted a screed on his Nazi-infested social media site claiming that, you know, the guy was the victim of political prosecution by Biden, which was very clearly not the case. The guy was just a good old-fashioned tax cheat. He took his employees' taxes and kept them and used it to fund his own lavish lifestyle, first-class flights and champagne and women and all kinds of weird stuff. So what happened? Well, it turned out his mom gave Donald Trump $1 million. She went to one of these fundraiser things and gave him $1 million. And so, you know, this is like, you know, stuff for cash. And then the other kind of shocking thing is that Donald Trump just posted on his, again, on his Nazi-infested social media site that he's been helping Putin all these years. He goes on this rant about how I've been protecting Putin. Worse things would have happened to him if I hadn't been protecting him. And all across the country, people are going, huh? Really? You're admitting this? I mean, we kind of all knew it, but you're admitting this? I'm telling you, Trump, you know, for a long, long time, people were like, oh, you know, Putin owns Trump. Trump is afraid of Putin. Trump is, you know, hoping he'll get that billion-dollar Trump Tower Palace, whatever, in Moscow, et cetera. You know, maybe he's got a PP tape or something. I think it's that Trump wants to be Putin. Putin is his role model and his mentor. And, you know, and now the relationship may be souring. We'll see. This is all talk so far. If Trump actually does something to defend Ukraine, I'll be amazed and impressed, but I'm not holding my breath. Speaking of Trump, when a president spits on unity, this scum speech that should warn us all, this is my op-ed this morning. Trump opened Memorial Day in literally the most disgusting way possible, not by praising our fallen heroes, but by attacking Democrats. He wrote, and I quote, happy Memorial Day to all, including the scum that spent the past 4 years trying to destroy our country through warped radical left minds. Really? When the president of the United States calls members of the oldest political party in the world and a former president scum, it's not just another one of these ugly outbursts that embarrasses America, you know, on the world stage. It's a warning sign. It's a bright red flag. I mean, it tells us that something far more sinister than just posturing is afoot. Something our media has already decided to overlook in their perpetual effort to normalize the abominable. This kind of rhetoric isn't new, and it's not harmless. History has shown us again and again that when leaders engage in dehumanizing language, using that to vilify their political opponents, what they're actually doing is laying the groundwork for authoritarianism, repression, and violence. You know, in a healthy democracy, you expect political disagreements. You expect fierce debates on policy. You know, this is part of a normal, healthy democracy. But a functioning democracy depends on a shared understanding that both sides, no matter how much they disagree, are legitimate participants in the system. And the minute you throw that idea aside and start branding the loyal opposition as enemies or traitors or, in this case, scum, democracies start to fail. When a president engages in this kind of language, he's not just lashing out at a crisis. He's explicitly trying to erase the legitimacy of all the voices except his own. And this is not original. This is ripped right out of the playbook of authoritarians throughout history. Hitler routinely referred to Jews, communists, and socialists as vermin and filth, conditioning the German public to accept ever-increasing brutality and repression. In Rwanda, the Hutu leaders called the Tutsis cockroaches on the radio for months before the genocide began. In Serbia, Slobodan Milosevic labeled political opponents and ethnic minorities as parasites and traitors before launching into mass slaughters. Language like this, like scum, is not about winning arguments. It's about destroying and dehumanizing opposition. And, you know, Donald has flirted with this stuff for years. Enemy of the people, making fun of disabled journalists, referring to immigrants as animals, branding his political opponents as radicals and traitors. But labeling Democrats, over 45 million American citizens, as scum is a different level of escalation. It's not just name calling. This is a signal, a test balloon, a way of seeing how far he can go. And if there's no consequence, he'll keep going. And the media is not even talking about this today. So what happens when a leader no longer sees himself as the president of all Americans, but only of the Americans who worship him? What happens when one party becomes synonymous with the state and all the others are demonized as disloyal or unpatriotic? Well, what happens is you get systems like Vladimir Putin's Russia, where opposition leaders are jailed or poisoned or pushed out of windows. You get Viktor Orban's Hungary, where the ruling party rewrites the Constitution to lock itself into power and crush dissent. You get a country where elections still happen, but the outcomes no longer mean anything. You know, Trump using the word scum may just seem like another day in MAGA world, but it's part of a much larger and much more deliberate strategy. It's designed to radicalize his base, to cast Democrats as, not as fellow Americans, but as dangerous enemies. And it's designed to terrify Trump's opponents and paralyze the media. If you can convince people that the opposition is not just wrong, but evil, the next logical step is to justify extraordinary measures to stop them, whether that's purging them from government, throwing them in jail, or inciting paramilitary violence against them. I mean, we've already seen where this leads. January 6th, for example, those people actually believed, it wasn't some spontaneous tantrum, those people actually believed that the election had been stolen because Donald Trump and a whole bunch of Republicans lied to them and continue to this day to lie to them. This is how democracies die. Not all at once, but in a slow, deliberate campaign of character assassination against political rivals, institutions, and against the rule of law. It happens when a strong man convinces people that he alone is the embodiment of the nation, and that anyone who opposes him is a threat to the country itself. And once that belief takes root, atrocities don't just become possible, they become inevitable. We've already seen this in the case of Kilmar Abrego Garcia and the other 200-plus Venezuelans. He wasn't a Venezuelan, but the other people who were deported with him, who Trump sent to this El Salvadoran concentration camp. Or the Asians that he deported to South Sudan in Africa, which it's so weird, it's getting no coverage at all. And both of these, by the way, in open defiance of federal court orders. I mean, we've seen this before. Pinochet throwing throwing subversios and terroristas out of helicopters over the ocean. Stalin using the phrase enemy of the people to describe democracy advocates. Mao calling educated people monsters and demons as he killed an estimated 35 million of them. This is an old, old story. It's the same kind of language the Klan used for centuries here in America as they embarked on campaigns of terror and murder. And it's the same kind of language that the paramilitary groups that have replaced the Klan in the 21st century continue to use. When Trump calls people who didn't vote for him scum, he's not just talking about elected officials. He's talking about half the country. He's talking about your neighbors, your coworkers, your family members, teachers, nurses, scientists, union workers, veterans, millions of Americans who just don't buy his brand of politics. He's trying to turn us against each other so he can seize even more power out of this chaos. If Democrats are scum, then their investigations into Trump are not legitimate. If the media is fake news, then any critical reporting is a hoax. If the courts rule against him, they're rigged. This is classic authoritarianism. Delegitimize all the checks on your power and paint yourself as the sole source of truth. And Trump is also poisoning the well for any future attempt at national unity or reconciliation. Once you've labeled your opponents as subhuman, how do you work with them? How do you compromise to do what's best for the country? You don't. And that's exactly the point. He doesn't want compromise. He wants domination. He wants a political system like in Russia or Hungary, where the only choice is himself. Words matter. In every fascist movement in the 20th century, it started with words. Before the arrests, before the beatings, before the camps, there were words. And in every case, those words went unchallenged until it was too late. Well, it's not too late yet here in the United States. I'm still talking. There's still some of us pushing back. This is a very, very dangerous moment, and we all need to be speaking it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back. It's looking more and more like Trump is abandoning Ukraine. Stick around.
It's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's a software solution to every business need. And Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate.
I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
On a day of honor, he chose to divide. Memorial's meaning cast aside. Happy Memorial Day, he sneered with spite, calling millions scum in broad daylight. He calls us scum with venomous tongue, echoes of tyrant songs unsung. But we won't bow, we won't succumb. In unity, we rise as pages warn us well of leaders who in darkness dwell, from Hitler's cries to Rwanda's pain, dehumanizing words so disdain. He calls us scum with venomous tongue, echoes of tyrant songs unsung. But we won't bow, we won't succumb. On a fragile state, but voices raised in truth and grace can challenge lies and hate's embrace. He seeks to fracture, to instill fear, but courage grows when we draw near. Teachers, nurses, neighbors stand, defending justice hand in hand. He calls us scum with venomous tongue,
past the hour. Donald Trump suffering emotional overload, according to Russia? Yeah. Trump called Vladimir Putin crazy. Now, he hasn't done anything to stop Putin. We haven't sent any new weapons to Ukraine since Trump came into the White House. So anyhow, Dmitry Peskov, the spokesperson for the Kremlin, said that Putin is, quote, taking decisions that are necessary to ensure the security of our country. We are really grateful to the Americans and to President Trump personally for their assistance. Well, thanks a lot, buddy. He says, of course, at the same time, this is a very crucial moment, which is associated, of course, with the emotional overload of everyone. absolutely, and with emotional reactions. So what is he talking about here? Well, over the weekend, Russia launched the largest drone attack on Ukraine since the war began, back in February 2022. So Trump comes out and says, I'm not happy with what Putin's doing. He's killing a lot of people. And now Trump is bragging about how he's been protecting Putin, how he's been helping him out all these years. Gee, yeah, we noticed. But at least, you know, Trump finally said it out loud, and now all across the country, people are going, and particularly, you know, op-ed commentators and whatnot are going, what? Seriously? You've been protecting Putin, and you knew it, and you're bragging about it? He says, what Vladimir Putin doesn't realize is if it wasn't for me, lots of really bad things would have happened to him in Russia. Really? If it wasn't for you? This is nuts. Meanwhile, Russia says the peace deal is dead. The Russian press said that, quote, Trump's peace deal is dying a slow death. And Dmitry Medvedev, you know, who took turns with Putin being president, you know, went to X and just made fun of the Allied buffer zones. He showed almost the entire country covered with a Russian-controlled buffer zone and said, okay, this is our map. Ukraine gets a few hundred miles along the Polish border, and that's it. The rest of the country goes to Russia. Medvedev is now the deputy chair of the Security Council of the Russian Federation. So this guy's no slouch. And he's talking about, we're going to have victory in Ukraine. Meanwhile, did Donald Trump just create another pump-and-dump opportunity for himself, his kids, and the billionaires in his cabinet? We know that many of these billionaires and people like Marjorie Taylor Greene are apparently getting inside information. They sell just before Trump announces tariffs, and then they buy when the market's at the bottom, when he retracts it. He did this last week. On Friday, on Thursday of last week, he goes, yeah, we're going to put big tariffs on Europe. And then yesterday, he says, oh, yeah, no, we're going to move it back to June 9th or July 9th. It was supposed to start on June 1st. And so what happens? The market rebounds. I'm telling you, Trump and his kids and people around him have got to be playing the market on these things. They've got to be buying, they've got to be selling the market short just before Trump makes announcements, and then they make a fortune on those puts, and then they sell the market long, or they buy the market long just before he announces that he's backing off on his tariffs, and they make a fortune on those deals. You know, with these option deals, you can get massive leverage out of these kind of option deals. I mean, we're talking, in this case, $600 billion worth of goods every year with Europe. It's not chicken feed. All right, what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Trump is running the big short on steroids. We'll be right back. When was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is never. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14. That's HomeTitleLock.com, and the promo code is TOM14.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help.
They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Tariff talk has been a part of our daily lives ever since a new administration came into office. And it's still leaving a lot of people uncertain for what the future holds. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. And John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is here to give an update on what we're expecting to see as far as tariffs come July.
You know, President Trump, at the end of last week, was going to have 50% tariffs on all goods going into the or coming from the EU or the European Union on July 1st. And then over the weekend, he gave an extension to July 9th. And that got the stock market to snap right back from those losses at the end of the week there, at least the majority of them so far here to start the trading week. So again, another one of those situations, tariff on, tariff off. We'll have to kind of figure out how that plays out as we go forward, but it just continues to keep that volatility in the marketplace.
As Heinberg was saying, with the timing of tariffs remaining uncertain, it is leaving the markets the same way. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Mmm, pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday this Tuesday. It's looking to be a bit of a mix today as cash corn is down a quarter of a penny at 4.59 and a quarter, with new crop corn down 3 3/4 at 4.47. Cash soybeans are up 3 cents at 10.63 and a quarter, with new crop soybeans up 1 3/4 cents at 10.52 and a quarter. July wheat is seeing a bit of a loss, down 13.5 cents at 5.29. Class 3 milk is showing gains today, with June contracts up 23 cents at 19.57 a hundredweight, and July contracts up 34 cents at 19.99 a hundredweight. With a look at your midday markets from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy, slightly breezy, with a chance of spotty sprinkles this afternoon and high temperatures flirting with 70. Drizzle is possible tonight, and some scattered showers and maybe a rumble of thunder tomorrow. Temperatures slide to the mid-60s, and then the sunshine returns on Thursday, and so do the 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had 4 meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top 3 things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For all of your support.
Sure.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
You've probably heard the rumor, you know, you can't regrow cartilage. But what if it's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just two scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. Louise puts it in her coffee every morning. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's getnativepath.com/Tom. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today.
The judges cry contempt, but the gavel hits the air. No chains, no jail, no justice left, just darkness draped in care. The House has bowed and yielded, the Senate sealed its fate, while freedom's ghost walks restless through a rusting White House gate. Raise your voice or raise your chain. History forgets the tame. This is not some distant war. It's right here at our door.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tommy, a couple of interesting items from Zvesty and Pravda. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, Ukraine is no longer the number one client for delivery of Patriot missile systems. President Trump is now prioritizing Taiwan because of a possible conflict with China over Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And the Russians claim so far Ukraine has received 9 complete Patriot missile systems, which consists of 8 missiles each for a total of 72. They claim they've destroyed over 40 of them so far, and it takes Ukraine 3 Patriots to knock down one of their, you know, ballistic missile systems like the Reshniks. And Ukraine can only try to do it in daytime because of Russian electronic countermeasures and because, the Ukrainians are so short of Patriot missiles. Hmm. And the other one is, German Chancellor Merz just removed all restrictions on Ukraine using the German-supplied Taurus cruise missiles to strike deep inside Russia, especially after Russia's massive attack against Ukraine over the weekend. And Merz claims that Britain and France have done the same thing. And the Kremlin's claiming this is a red line for Putin.
Hmm. Do you think that there's any possibility you could see a cruise missile hitting the Kremlin?
I got to look at what the range is. I think it's about 300 miles, so I guess, depending on how close they could position them to the Ukrainian-Russian border, it's possible.
Yeah. It's going to be real interesting to see what happens, because traditionally, isn't it true, George? I mean, you're a scholar of warfare, and you speak Russian and all these other things, and certainly are more well-informed about World War II than me. Isn't it a tradition that countries don't attack the capitals or the leaders of each other? We never bombed the Eagle's Nest, Hitler's getaway, or the Reichstaggebüge, and they never bombed Washington D.C.
Yeah, because they couldn't bomb D.C. But right. The best thing about Hitler was they basically kept him alive because he was his own worst enemy. He thought he was a grand strategist, and he kept making so many mistakes. It was better to keep him alive so he could enable the Allies to win World War II.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah, you know, because at the end, though, you know, when the Russians were close to Berlin, they were bombarding, you know, Hitler's underground bunker and the Reich Chancellery and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. So, you know, what, I mean, you're really well informed on this stuff. What do you expect Ukraine will do with these missiles that they can now use inside Russia?
I think that they will strike, even say, you know, because they're getting tired of, you know, having one hand tied behind their back when the Russians can strike with impunity any place in the Ukraine. And, right. You know, we're saying, well, you know, you can't hit the Kremlin or you can't hit this, that, and the other thing. You know, they have to remove the restraints.
So you think they're going to go after Moscow or St. Petersburg?
Yeah, I think so. Supposedly, Mertz is going to supply, you know, an increased range Taurus missile system in Ukraine, but is not, you know, disclosing the number of missiles you're going to supply or when. Hmm. So supposedly this increased range one hit the Kremlin.
Remarkable. Remarkable. George, thanks. Thank you so much for bringing us this information.
Yeah, one more thing. I appreciate, you know, in your newsletter this morning, mm-hmm. you used the phrase Vrag naroda, you know, the translation mm-hmm. of Stalin's enemy of the people in Russian. Nice touch. I like that.
Well, thank you, George. Thank you. Good talking
Keep
with you.
Keep up the good work, and nice to have you back.
Thank you very kindly, and thank you for the call. It's always nice hearing from you. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today? Another intelligence officer here.
Yeah, you cracked me up with that question about the George about the missile hitting the Kremlin. Is that fatigue? I'll just ask you honestly. Is that fatigue? Is that why you asked that question? Fatigue,
yeah.
Get the whole thing. Maybe a missile will solve all this problem.
Well, my thought was that if they hit the Kremlin, that's when Putin would fire off a tactical nuke. But God only knows.
Well, I mean, I'm just interested, Tom, because I owe you. Like, I make these comments. Like, last week, I mentioned MAGA might be a threat to MAGA. And I was like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. But then you flushed it out a little bit over the week by saying, look, these authoritarians, the power starts, they start to lose grip on power. And then all kinds of mayhem can ensue and chaos. And
true.
And you're right. And that helped make my point. MAGA is the danger to MAGA. But Vladimir Putin is just working Donald Trump, okay? And I've mentioned this gun to August comparison once before. Again, everyone's like, that's World War One, Dave. No, look, it is completely apropos. All right, when Edward VII died, and it threw Europe, the power structure of Europe, into chaos, right? And basically, it gave an avenue for the General Schäffelin, he was, you know, he advised the Kaiser on a new plan to deal with all this, okay, through technology and rapid invasion of their neighbors, right? He was a student of Clausewitz, right? When all else fails, go to violence, and, you know, extreme violence. And the thing is, you know, Donald Trump, and I'm not sure the goal of the Kremlin is completely the Ukraine. All right, because Russia learned from World War One and World War Two is to do hybrid warfare. Now we got Valery Gerasimov's take on it, right? And there was a guy that some expert on CNN this weekend that said Russia is putting pressure on the United States in the Middle East and in the Pacific. I'm like, now wait a minute, I wasn't tracking the Pacific. Dave doesn't know everything. I have been watching the North Atlantic. But all this is hybrid warfare, okay? Mm-hmm. It's all hybrid warfare, and Donald Trump is falling for a hook, line, and sinker. Let me tell you a Russian big victory that no one is talking about. Number one, they have basically nullified our electronic advantage, all right, which should have every American worried. The other thing is Donald Trump fired, and Marco Rubio are consolidating power and have fired their own National Security Council staff.
Right.
Now, all since Obama and Trump and his Trump first regime, they have rearranged the command and control structure for in the event of a world war and nuclear attack in the United States. Right, it all goes airborne. They have all new platforms, everything. Right, And essentially, this is the Peter principle. Right? These guys don't know what they're doing, but it's not a consolidated.
You think?
Yes, it's monolith.
Yeah.
They're consolidating power, and as far as, like, I mean, do you trust
the Trump administration?
Right. Do you trust? Would you trust your well-being to those clowns?
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, no, I think it's a great point, Dave. You know, it's a very, very good point. And you know, your concerns about, you know, what Russia is up to, too. It's serious stuff. Dave, thank you. Clausewitz, oh, geez. Yes, the old art of war. We'll be right back. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the True People's Media. Stick around.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering. From emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters. People like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond. finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. Whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. So join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. TJ in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Hey, TJ, what's up?
Happy summer, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Back at you, TJ.
Well, I'm very concerned about, did you look into, I asked you a couple of weeks ago about perhaps this Mike Johnson and the House took a part of the Constitution out?
Refresh my memory.
Well, it was something to do with questioning the president, questioning Trump. They took this article, a section out of the Constitution, supposedly. But right. I guess... I don't remember the details, Tom.
Yeah.
But I'm real concerned about we losing the Constitution, which states we, the people.
Right. Yeah.
And
well, Trump is in open defiance of the Constitution right now. You've got several court orders that he's ignoring, including a 9-0 Supreme Court decision that he's ignoring. So, he is, we are in a constitutional crisis right now, and it looks like Trump is winning it. At least so far.
Well, we need to stand up. And real quickly, I try to call my public servants. I don't know if that word's in the Constitution. I guess it's...
It's not.
It's
not. But the concept is, certainly.
Yeah. Okay, the concept. So I call my public servants almost a couple times a week now. But I found this out. Words. You'd mentioned words that matter. About 5-6 years ago, when I called, and I'd give them what I want, my request, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I want them to do, and then I hear the aide say, well, we'll pass their message on. Or they'd say, we pass your opinion on, or your statement.
Right.
And finally, I woke up and said, wait, this is not a message, or a statement, or opinion. It's a request, a call to action.
Mm-hmm.
I want him or her to do this.
Yeah,
and I think this is what we're losing and why we need to bring back town hall meetings so that we meet with our quote-unquote public servants and tell them what we want and what we don't want.
I'm with you, TJ, and that's one of the things that the Democrats are doing right now, or at least a lot of good Democrats are doing town hall meetings in Republican districts, and it's really working well. Great points, TJ. Thank you very much for the call. Marilyn in Olympia, Washington. Hey, Marilyn, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to comment about Pamela Joe Paul's resistance workshop.
Mm-hmm.
I attended one,
mm-hmm.
and they had to be the best organized workshop format that I've attended. It reminded me of the organization in Washington in Olympia when Obama ran for president for the first time. I think if the Democratic Party was smart, they would... involve her far more in a key central role because her organizational skills are phenomenal.
Yeah.
And her breakout sessions were just, I can't describe how well run they were. I thought, and they were run by the seven of us that were participating in that breakout session. Mm-hmm. And the ability to set up something to that detail and get that kind of response, I think if somehow that could be captured and multiplied across the nation, it would make a difference.
That's great. Thank you for the report, Marilyn. That's marvelous. The first I heard about this was today when she mentioned him on the air, and that is a great affirmation. Thank you. Susan in Hood River, Oregon. Hey, Susan, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to ask you, had you heard that the Democrats last Thursday proposed a bill that would move the U.S. Marshals to be under the judiciary umbrella? Out of the executive?
There's a lot of discussion of this right now, Susan, and it's apparently being pushed by judges themselves because to enforce a contempt of court, you need the marshal service, and the marshal service works for Trump.
Correct. I realize if the bill, big beautiful bill, passes the way it's written, if the provision isn't taken out, but. Yes, that would be really handy if they did move. They're trying to couch it under security for the judges,
mm-hmm.
Because of all the threats. And I was able to pull up a list of all 53 GOP senators, their websites,
mm-hmm.
and multiple times I have emailed every one of them, whatever, mm-hmm. the issue of the day is that I was for. And I just, these are things we have to keep after them about, we have to keep pushing,
agreed.
For what we want and trying to
be the squeaky wheels.
All the bad things that are happening.
Yeah, there you go. Susan, excellent. Thank you very much. Joe in Seattle. Hey, Joe, last minute this hour is yours. What's up?
Oh, just wanted to touch bases with you and say thank you for having Jared Pold on this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was growing up here in Seattle, we lived next to University of Washington professor of economics. And I asked him one time what the recipe for capitalism was. And he basically told me it's exploitation. His quote was, capitalism is the asteroid that hit the Earth and destroyed us as humanity, destroying of everything,
wow.
including our beautiful planet. What's your opinion on the capitalist system?
If we're talking unregulated capitalism, I agree. Unregulated capitalism is like football without rules, and whoever's on the field can just beat the crap out of the other side. Regulated
right.
capitalism, though, is like football, being moderated by the NFL with rules and referees. And it works really well, and it has produced amazing prosperity and lifted much of the world out of poverty. So in my mind, Joe, the important thing is to make the very clear and emphatic distinction between those two things. Joe, thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Why corruption always breeds tyranny, and tyrants are always corrupt? Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560.
800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The latest on the investigation into yesterday's pickup truck ramming of spectators at a soccer victory parade in Liverpool, England. Detective Chief Superintendent Karen Jandrell.
We have arrested a 53-year-old man from West Derby on suspicion of attempted murder, dangerous driving offences, and driving whilst unfit through drugs. He remains in custody where he is being interviewed.
About 60 people injured. Passengers say there was a pop and a fire coming out of the right engine as their United Airlines jetliner was taking off from Beijing for San Francisco. Takeoff canceled, nobody hurt. Wall Street major indexes surged after President Trump agreed to delay new tariffs on imports from Europe until July 9th. The head of the European Commission wants more time to negotiate. A large elephant seal took a wrong turn, was seen lumbering along a street in South Africa today. Wildlife specialists helped get him back to sea. This is ABC News.